Hi everyone, it's Derek from the iReady podcast and this is my reaction to the 2-1 victory against Aberdeen in the Premiership today. They certainly don't like to do it the easy way for us today, but I think this is maybe going to be one of these games where we look back on and it was probably a wee bit more comfortable in the second half than we actually thought. Certainly 2-0 up, we were cruising, fully in control, a momentary lapse of concentration and we made it nervy for ourselves. Clean sheets are secondary, the 3 points are the main thing, but certainly we've taken our foot off the gas, I think, and we allowed ourselves to be nervy. Aberdeen never done anything special, we just completely backed off, but we'll get into that anyway. Just the one change from the Celtic game with Roof coming out and Hadji coming in. The first 10 minutes was a very open game. Both teams had their chances. Both teams started with a lot of pace. Both teams started brightly. Good game of football. Next 15 minutes, it turned into a really scrappy game, as what normally happens in these fast-paced, early high-tempo games. They just turn into a bit of a scrappy performance. Both teams really couldn't get a hold of the ball. Chances few and far between. And then on the 25th minute, it was probably the game changer. And those three words you love to hear, penalty to Rangers. And it was a red card as well to the Aberdeen player. The ball went to Morelos in the box on the left, clear in on goal. He was about to shoot. Morelos was clipped from behind. A penalty was given and a straight red card was given as well. I don't think it was a malicious challenge, not one bit. I don't even think he was going for the ball, and I don't think it was anything malicious in it as well. I think that the player just kind of crossed the back of Morelos and clipped him. He can have no arguments. It was a goal-scoring opportunity. Morelos was about to unleash the shot from a dangerous place, and, you know, he was the last man in the box as well, and, you know, a penalty given. Up steps Tavernier, normally cool, calm and collected. He tries to place it in the bottom right and sent the keeper the wrong way. But he put the ball the wrong side of the post as well. It was a decent penalty because he sent the keeper the wrong way. He just couldn't get it on target, which is almost inexcusable, isn't it? But, you know, he was going to miss one at some point. Hopefully that doesn't affect his confidence like it did last year. He needs to get back on that saddle the next time the penalty comes up. And we'll see how that goes. Given that, we thought it was going to be one of these games where we just weren't going to get anything from the game. However, up steps Morelos on the 32nd minute to make it 1-0. It was an absolute stunning goal. Tavernier on the right, he feigns across, cuts inside, gets the ball, gets to the box, squares it to Kent in the middle, who passes to Morelos just inside the box on the left. Morelos had his back to goal, he picks up the ball, turns and an absolute beautiful strike into the right side of the net. Just a brilliant all-round goal, a great move, a great vision, and Morelos, the execution there at the end, just the turn and the quick shot as well, brilliant. Couple of moments of controversy though on the 36th minute. We ended up getting a corner, but it was from a clear handball on the edge of the box. It was a cross from Barisic on the left. Ferguson with his arm clearly out, hits off it and then out for the corner. No yellow card given, no foul given at all. Did the previous red card 10 minutes beforehand have an influence in that? I think it would have. And then here's probably the bigger shocker on the 40th minute. An absolute shocker on Barisic by Curtis Main. A high boot. A yellow card was given, but for me it was a red card every day of the week. Again, the previous red card played into this, which it shouldn't do. Referees are not there to balance up games. They are there to referee the rules of a game. And I don't care if a team has to go down to 8 men or whatever. If a foul is a justifiable red card, you've got to give it. And I know a lot of referees, especially in this country, are towed into this. We need to please the crowd. We need to even up the game. Well, there's no crowd and you don't need to even up a game. If it's a red card, it's a red card. And I felt the referee bottled it on these two occasions there because of a previous decision. But that's a story for another day. Into half-time though, got to be happy. Playing against 10 men. After they went down to 10 men, we were completely in control. We just weren't forcing the issue with the keeper too much, which was the disappointing part. But we're fully in control, a goal up and a man up as well. Second half, we quickly doubled the lead because in the 50th minute we went 2-0 with Morelos getting a brace. And it was his 50th league goal for us as well. Patient play ending in Tavernier in the middle, outside the box. Plays it wide right to Aribo, who shimmies into the box with the ball. Plays a pass to Kent, who has a brilliant touch behind him, to Morelos, who takes one touch to make space for himself. And with his second touch, it was a great shot into the back of net. Just, again, all round a great goal, great movement and great vision. A lovely flick from Kent as well. And then we seemed to switch off largely. We just seemed to be quite happy retaining possession. We seemed to be not wanting to force the issue. Kent did have a shot 5 minutes later where he really should have buried it in the back of the net. 56-minute, Aberdeen probably had their best chance of the game to that point, where we switched off momentarily, allowed Johnny Hayes to get into the edge of the box and have a shot and a great save from McGregor. And that should have been the warning sign that kicks us back into life, but it seemed to do the opposite. We just seemed to play within ourselves again, and we outdone all our good work and we made it nearly for the last 25 minutes, because in the 67th minute, Aberdeen pulled a goal back and made it 2-1. Out of absolutely nothing, was a long ball down the right, cut inside at the edge of the box to the attacker, who was in acres of space. The centre-backs were nowhere to be seen. The attacker slots it past McGregor. It was so simple and, out, as I said, out of nothing. What was more worrying, though, is you don't even need to have the centre-backs there. The two players, I think it might have been Davis and Aribo, I'm not too sure, we need to look it back, but they both went for the same ball on the right-hand side of the box. Rather than one of them going for the ball and one of them staying back and even marking the player the ball eventually went to and the eventual scorer, that is what's the concerning thing. And it, as I said, it made it really nervy for us. They never really had a lot of chances, though, that's the thing. We never really stepped up, but Aberdeen never had the chances either, which, as I said, on reflection, if we look back at the game, we're probably thinking we were a lot more nervous than we should have been, but it's not the point. With only one goal in it, anything can happen. A quick break, a nothing tackle in and around the box, a free kick, anything that might happen, and they might score from it. So, really disappointing. I think the gaffer was disappointed with the second half as well after the game. However, we've got to build on that. We got the 3 points, and that's what matters. And the juggernaut keeps rolling on. I think 15-game winning streak. We conceded only a 6th goal. It's impressive. It's another big obstacle today. I'm not going to say it, because everybody keeps saying it every single game. And it's a bit draining, to be honest, because every single game, no matter who we're playing, is a massive game. They're all must-win games, especially with what's happening over the other side of the city just now, with them getting a positive test for COVID after their Dubai trip. Don't know what's going to happen with that. I know the narrative has started already from some of the Celtic fans, null and void, but we'll just need to wait and see what happens. Tomorrow's game's still going ahead at this point. We don't know what's going to happen, but we're sitting 22 points ahead just now. We've got them in the bag. Celtic 4 games in hand, but they've got to still play the games, and the way they're playing, it's you know, anybody's game. So Dave and I won't be back this week. We'll probably be back next week, but as ever, you can go to our website and check out all the other podcasts that we've done, which is iReadyPodcast.wordpress.com. So thanks for listening, and goodbye.